Thank you for listening to this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. My name is Jordan, your host and Dungeon Master for this original Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. Let's get on with the show. So, Cathra, you hear Naristel shout in your head. Cathra, what is happening?
Oh my gosh. Where were you? I don't know what's happening. I tried something. Oh my gosh, where are you?
I lost contact with you.
I couldn't feel you at all. I tried to contact you. I tried to use magic. I couldn't do anything. I can't even read the book.
Are you still on the boat?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Give me control for just a minute, okay?
Okay.
And so your Lyra sees it, and your eyes roll back in your head, and he looks at her, and he says, "Hi, Lyra." And she kind of like, it's weird for her. Because you go from talking in your voice mm-hmm. to, like, it's almost a monotone. Kind of a droning, "Hi, Lyra. Fill me in. What's happened?" Cathra is panicked right now. And so Lyra says, "We entered a fog and something happened." He says, "Okay. Keep her calm. I can feel her in my head. She's spiraling out of control. She'll be okay. She's just scared. Just stay with her. All right." Lyra says, "Okay, sure." And you come back.
Oh my gosh.
"I'll be there soon."
Well, don't.
It's fine, Cathra.
Okay.
I'll be there soon.
Okay.
Let Sekizen know.
All right.
And you might want to keep the children below deck.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm going to go running to... Oh, Galen's right there, right?
Yep. Galen's right there. So, Galen, you've seen her, like, freak out and Lyra sit around.
Galen, something happened. Naristel's on his way. I need to go talk to second. Yeah, that I need to go. Oh my gosh. And the kids.
Hey,
we.
Hey.
Yeah.
Breathe. No, that's not breathing. Breathe. Deep in, out.
Okay.
I put my hand on her shoulder and I say, "Breathe with me." Okay. One.
Okay. I'm okay.
No, keep it.
Okay.
The medical part of you knows what he's doing is right, but you're panicked. You're fighting against him.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Narstel's on his way.
Yeah.
You need to talk to Sekizen.
Yep. And we need to get the kids downstairs. Dindal was going to do story time with them.
All right. We move up story time.
Yep. You go find Dindal and tell him that we need to do story time. He's sick, but we still will figure it out. Bracken's with him, and I will go find Sekizen.
Sekizen. Sekizen.
Sekizen. Yeah.
Lyra.
And Lyra's going to stay with me.
Stay with her.
Okay. Yep.
And I'll go... and I'll kind of herd any kids I see on deck. "Hey guys, let's all downstairs."
It's just Kotz that's like, "Why? I want to stay up top. It's finally clear."
How about this? Either you come down nicely or I carry you down.
All right, I respect that.
I appreciate it. If it wasn't important, I wouldn't say it. Let's go.
He still kind of gives you that attitude. Like, you're like 3 years older than me. No, he does. He doesn't, because you're old now.
I was gonna say I'm 300 and something.
Yeah, he's like, "Fine."
Yeah, yeah. You'll be all right. Let's go. And I get all of everybody down, and I go to our, like, I get them sitting in the middle of the deck, and I go to the room where we are, or where we're staying.
Yeah.
And I walk in. Hey, Dindal, are you awake?
Is he awake at this point?
Yes. He has stayed awake the whole time.
Dang it.
Dindal.
Yeah.
Something has come up with Amber and Amber's friend. So we're moving story time up to now.
Okay.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm just a little sleepy. I'll be okay. I can read a story. That's fine. So I'll get up and walk to wherever we do story time.
Okay.
I have curiosity. Is your just bag of holding just on you?
Yeah.
Dang it. Okay. Actually, no, I am going to stay behind the room for a second.
Okay. What do you do while you stay behind?
I'm just going to kind of look at his side of the room, just like see if he has anything just laying out, like anything under his pillow, mattress.
Okay.
Just kind of look through your stuff.
Roll investigation.
Okay. No. I'm going to do this one.
If he's looking iffy on the, like, ooh, as we're getting ready to go, I'm going to pull out that vial that I got with the peppermint liqueurum.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pull out a little cup and pour him a shot because peppermint kind of settles. And so I'm going to give him a shot of that.
Good. Take an inspiration point for that.
Sweet.
I'll drink it. I still have my cane, right?
Yeah.
Am I still caned up?
Yep.
Right?
To help walk.
Am I still doing that?
Because a rock fell on you?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was like probably 10 episodes ago, so I just don't remember. I couldn't remember.
Yes, okay. But it was robusted. 10 episodes, but it was only like a week in game. Maybe a week.
All right, so I'm going to keep using my cane.
I got an 18.
So he's got like y'all have been here two nights, and he's got like, he's got ink pots, and he's got quills tucked in different.
Any papers, books, anything?
There's one loose book.
What is it?
I know. What book did you leave out?
I would have been looking at the spell book that had the fireball and
the one I gave you?
No, this is the one from that I took.
Yep.
I had four books that I'd gone through: History of Ocranus, a ledger, a spell book, and then a common spell book.
I'm gonna just kind of flip through it and just see if there's any notes, anything that would pique my interest, anything that would explain why he's being weird.
Roll Arcana.
Okay. What in the... 10.
You've seen spells before, but nothing sticks out.
But nothing, little notes of like, oh, this means this to me. Or, no. No, okay.
I don't write in books. Am I savage?
I've written in a couple of your books.
How dare you?
Okay. I put it back.
Okay.
I don't try and make it look like I wasn't looking through it. Like, I don't try and, like, put everything back perfect. Like, I'm not trying to hide the fact that I was looking through stuff.
Sure.
I just kind of stare at where he was, like, just the room for a second, and just kind of huff, and then follow. I'm actually going to send... No, I'll follow them.
Okay.
The guys.
Roll for paint fumes.
Oh, right. Stupid.
So, Dino, it is a little bit of a pick-me-up. You obviously still have your exhaustion, but you feel a little bit better. You feel a little squeezy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we're below deck, right?
No.
Why all the kids are down here and we're moving up. I do kind of pull Galen to the side. Why are we moving this up? Out of curiosity?
There's an issue with the fog that is causing Amber's friend to join us.
When you say join us, the one that...
The one that she likes.
Mm. He?
It's my understanding. Something Ooh. Yeah, I'm not clear on all the details, but have you ever seen Amber freak out?
Besides that one time she exploded a little bit? No.
She was having a panic attack on deck. So I'm assuming it's not a minimal threat.
Does someone need to go be with her?
Lyra is with her, and she was going to find Sekizen.
All right.
To discuss what's going on.
Hmm. All right. I'm going to look around the room, make sure Nevi's down here.
Yeah, okay. Nevi's down here. She's actually with Brolin.
Okay. I'm going to keep an eye on her, make sure she does not leave this room. Because I don't know what that's going to do if she sees him.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like you.
All right, so you guys gather for story time. Mm-hmm. We'll come back to y'all in a minute. Amber, you and Lyra, I blanked on her name. You and Lyra are on deck. And when Galen runs away and like takes Kotz with him, Maiko sees all of this from the other end of the deck. And they will approach you. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I just need to talk with Sekizen. Sure. Yeah, I need to talk with Sekizen.
Sure. And you see she cast message. And she says, he'll be here in a minute.
Okay.
And she walks away. She goes back to what she was doing. Sekizen walks on deck. Maiko said you needed to speak to me.
Yes. I apologize.
Always.
So something just happened, and I lost my connection with Narastel, and he with me.
Doesn't sound good.
No, and also magic stopped working. I don't know if it was that fog. I don't know what it was, but he is on his way here.
Oh, okay. Well, that changes the calculus of some things. You notice he looks at you as well. At least we're stopped. You notice for the first time, like, the wind has died down. There's no wind.
Wow.
The ship is listless.
This is weird, right? There's something going on.
It is. Typically, when this happens, we've sailed into the doldrums. It's an area of the world where, well, the wind is hard to catch. Ships can float adrift, abandoned sometimes.
Wow.
Leading crews to do unspeakable things.
That's not good.
No. But this coming on the tail end of the fog that we experienced. And you said you lost your connection with him.
Yes.
That the two are probably not unrelated. So.
And I can still feel Narastel now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And for the first time, you physically feel him getting closer to you.
Okay.
You have a sense of distance mm-hmm. now that you didn't have before.
Okay. Yeah, he's getting closer.
Okay. Where are the children?
I sent Galen downstairs to get all the children, and they're having story time with Dindal.
Okay.
Does the crew need to do anything differently?
No, the crew will be fine. We'll keep the children below deck for now. You and I both know his secret.
Yes.
So if I was a betting man, I would imagine that is how he is arriving.
Oh my gosh.
And that is bound to terrify the children.
Yeah.
So we will keep them below deck. I will speak with Maikos. She also knows his secret. We will clear the deck of crew. Not that we don't trust them, but that is highly highly secretive. Highly secretive.
Yes. So,
well, stay here.
I'm not going anywhere.
We'll get things prepared.
Okay.
So he turns and walks away. And you see him, he goes to speak to Mykos. And after a minute or two, you hear Mykos issue a few commands. And most of the crew leaves. They go below deck. So, Dindal, it's story time. Mm-hmm. And you're feeling it. You're pretty rough. But I'll tell you what. Roll me a performance check.
Nineteen.
Okay. So even feeling how you're feeling, you put on a damn good show.
I'll tell him the story of Utgard Loki when Thor was like challenged and he had to like pick up this illusion of a cat and he like couldn't, and then Loki had to have a challenge, but it was competing against fire itself and the race where it was like thought itself and everything. It's like this kind of interesting tale of like deception and everything, kind of like played up a little bit if I can.
Okay.
You start talking about Loki, and Bracken just rolls their eyes.
And so Dindal, one thing you do when you tell your story, you actually call them by name. That's just, you're not even thinking about all of the other things that have been discussed. And so, just naturally, you just call them by name.
Bracken's just like looking around.
Okay. At some point, Zach isn't actually. He comes down and he will walk up to you, and you're like mid performance. You're still like, you've got your lute in hand and doing your thing. And he just says, "Drag the story on as long as you can," and he will walk away. And so for 2.5 hours, you not only tell this story, you tell 3 or 4 others. Okay. What are you doing, Bracken, while he is telling?
I'm just
these several stories.
I'm kind of just standing between, like, is he like at the front of the room?
Yeah.
Is the door near him or on the opposite
side?
On
the opposite side.
Okay. I'm kind of standing in the wall on against the wall in between, like in the middle of where he is and where the door is.
Okay.
And just kind of keeping an eye on everything, kind of trying to keep an eye on Nibi, making sure she stays down here. And just watching Dindal for any signs of anything weird.
Okay. So finally, Dindal, you give your coup de grace. You finish your stories with a flourish. All of the kids, where yesterday you could tell, like, some of the kids were like, "I don't really want to be here." Today they are, their attention is all yours. They love you now, and you're like feeding off their energy. So take an inspiration point. And so you finish and you look around and there's no, Sekazin's not there, Mykos isn't there, Galen is still there, but like there, obviously Bracken and Brelin are still there, but you're like, you're unsure of like, do I keep going? Do I stop? What do I do? So what do you do? Do you continue or do you?
I'll kind of like look around and be like, does anybody have any questions about any of those stories? Like the morals or anything like
I'm
they want to ask about?
I'm going to pull out my spell book and send, I think it's message or sending. It's one of the two. I don't remember. It's the 25
word. At this point, we just use them interchangeably.
Yeah, it's the 25 word one. I know that. And send a message to Lyra.
Okay.
Because Lyra's still up, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask, do you still need more time? If so, how much longer? I don't know or if so, how much? I don't know how much longer he can keep going.
So, Lyra will ask you, Kathra, do you know how long before Narstal gets here?
What am I feeling?
You feel he's close.
Okay.
Half hour or so.
Okay.
And you can't describe why you know that. You just, like, yeah. There's a proximity there.
Yeah. It's probably, like, 30 more minutes till he gets here. Maybe, like, lunch for the kids? And then nap time? I don't know. But we need more time.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want everyone else here? Galen and Dindal. Bracken.
I don't know. I mean, the last time Galen saw this, he freaked out. I don't know if Bracken... Do I know if Bracken and Dindal know? I don't know.
So, Dindal was the one that saw Nevi's vision?
Yeah.
And Dindal allowed you, Bracken, mm-hmm. to see the thing. Yeah. Lyra knows this.
Mm-hmm.
So... She says, I can ask them to come if you want.
Yeah, they should be here.
Okay. So, Bracken, you get a reply.
Mm-hmm.
Pass the kids off to the monks. It's lunchtime, nap time. And why don't the rest of you join us on deck?
I kind of make eye contact with Galen and then Dindal, and I kind of jerk my head kind of in the direction... And I kind of step up next to Dino and go, well, I hope you're all very thankful for those lovely stories our dear bard gave us. Who's hungry?
And every hand goes up. And Nevi is twice.
Yeah. All right. Generous hosts are going to feed you, and then we'll go from there. All right. Don't make too much of a mess. Or if you do, clean it up. And I'm gonna, as we're walking out, I'm gonna grab Brelin by the arm.
What?
I hate that I have to ask you this. I need you to stay behind and keep an eye on Nevi. Okay. She cannot come above deck.
Okay, it's fine.
I don't know what seeing whatever it is will do to her. She has to stay down here.
Okay.
And I kind of... pat him on the face a little bit and then look out.
He says, hey, that's the part of my face that fell off.
Oh, gross.
He says, look, Nevi's fine with me.
We're I know. Good. I know.
And you hear him. He says, all right, come on, Scout. She goes, yay, piggyback rides. So, do all of you join Kathra on deck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see Kathra... is
Amber.
Yes, Amber. You see Amber is holding it together, but barely. You're kind of, you're seeing something you've never seen, mm-hmm. like a loss of control, because she's very controlled.
Yeah.
So in the like 2.5 hours you've waited, so your hair is typically braided, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've, like, undone your braid. And it's just all... You're frazzled.
Mm-hmm.
You're, like, stress pulling out your hair.
As we're walking up, I take out a length of rope from my bag and I start tying really intricate knots in it. Just, like, throughout the entire length of the thing.
Okay.
And when we get to the top, I hand it to Catherine and say, untangle this. Just focus on it.
Oh, okay.
Just trust me.
Okay.
And just give her something to do.
Start messing with the rope.
Okay.
And, like, they're very intricate. Like, you have to pay attention to certain parts. Like, some of it you can just kind of mess around and the knots come undone. But some of them you have to, like, actually pay attention to, like, keep her focused on something other than freaking out.
Okay.
You look over at one point and it's just one big circle. Okay. I guess I should tell you what's happening. Because you guys don't know. Rope down, calm, breathe. Okay. Sorry, guys. That is Not how I want you guys to see me. So we had a little problem earlier where I lost connection with Narastel, and he lost it with me. And I also couldn't do magic.
Mine was weird for a little bit as well.
Really?
It was brief. It was when earlier. When we were
what happened?
Talking. I tried something and it didn't work, but I thought that was just my friend messing with me.
Dindal's kind of zoned out.
And so, just so you're prepared, Dindal and Galen, I believe we're going to see Narastel in his true form.
Appreciate the advance warning.
He's close. I can feel him.
When you say true form, you mean like the thing?
Yeah.
Dindal showed me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We've got a few minutes.
Is that a good idea?
I don't know.
Just because he couldn't connect with you for... I don't know how long it was. Is this a overcorrection, maybe?
I don't know.
Don't tell him I said that, though. Just asking.
My experience is he can think, or he can act before he thinks, or he can misinterpret
I don't know.
Our feelings about things.
I don't know if it's that or just something weird is happening. And so...
Is it still happening?
I can feel him now. Like, I know he's close and he's right here.
Isn't the whole situation fixed? Like, are we like...
Should we
just go back to normal?
Also, look around. We're not moving.
So you notice for the first time the sails are not out. They're out, but they're just like limp.
Oh.
Lovely. So something has happened. I kind of freaked out a little bit. Something I really don't want you guys to ever see.
Viruses. Catherine, call it what it is. You're not weak because of it.
I panicked and had a panic attack. And I don't know if that had anything... I don't know what that has. Yeah, it's fine.
That means you're human, Catherine. Well, I mean, not human, Amber. But... Amber. I say the right name.
You do, though.
Listen, just because Meg's stupid. Listen, Amber, you're not human, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I asked him if this was wise, but he said he was coming, so.
He seems very set on that decision.
Yeah, he's really close.
So everybody roll perception as she's talking.
Oh, God.
I'm focused on Amber, making sure she's all right. I got an 8.
So don't forget to roll for...
Did anybody critically fail?
No.
Okay.
Rolled a dirty 20.
I got a 2.
I rolled another 5.
Okay. Oh,
14.
So all of you.
The one who's like practically drunk over here notices.
Yeah. So all of you. There's this shadow that just overtakes everything. Overtakes the whole boat. All of your attention suddenly breaks from what it is, and it looks up, and you see this, you see the underbelly of what you know to be called a dragon. It is pearlescent from tip to tail. There are flecks of green and gold and blues throughout. And you see it, it flies from the back of the ship. It flies over. And you watch it, and it circles out wide, and it comes back again. But it doesn't come directly over the ship on its second pass. It comes to the left side of the ship. And you, like, I mean, huge wingspan. You're all, like, to the point it freezes all of you in place. Like, you can't move because you've never experienced this. Right. It is so utterly alien. And so you see, and the head turns towards all of you. And you see the form come together. And so this massive beast shrinks down and plummets into the water. And you see, or you hear from below, "Can somebody throw a ladder up?"
Yeah. Running to the edge. Yeah. And throwing a ladder over.
So, yeah. So there's a rope ladder, and he climbs up. And it is Narstel. And he immediately spots you, Catherine. He comes over, and he, like, I mean, you knew he was strong, mm-hmm. but he, like, picks you up. And he just, like, holds you for a second.
I wrap my arms around, and there is a tear. There's tears that fall down my face. Oh my gosh. I was so scared.
Me too. And so this embrace happens, and he sets you down, and he looks at all of you, and he says, "Okay, you're safe. That's the important thing."
"But are you safe now?"
"I'll be fine. We won't be here long. But we're gonna course correct."
"Okay."
Where are the children? Are they downstairs?
Yeah.
Or below deck?
Mm-hmm.
Downstairs. They're in the basement. he says, "Okay." And he looks at Lyra. He says, "Lyra, can you and Brelin get the children together? Please?" She says, "Yeah, sure. Okay." And she goes away. You're all looking at me suspiciously. I don't like it. He says, "Catherine, Galen, Bracken, Dindal, none of this has gone to plan."
"You don't say."
"I know this is not what you signed on for. Life is complicated and messy, and none of it was supposed to go this way. It was supposed to be easy, a couple of months, and you were home. And now you're burdened with all of these things. Stay on deck. I need to go talk to Sekizen. I've called in some favors. None of you are afraid of giants, are you?"
"Say what now?"
"Are any of you afraid of giants?"
"Can't say I've ever met one."
"There are storm giants that I am friends with that owe me favors. They will transport the children to the monastery. But we have to deal with Nevi."
"Yeah."
"When you say deal with Nevi, what do you mean?"
"Protect Nevi."
"Okay."
"And she will be unsafe going with you any further."
"Okay."
Bragan just kind of crosses the arms. I don't say anything, but just like instinctively.
Just give me 30 minutes. Let me talk to Sekizan. I know he's not going to be happy about me coming. He and I are good friends, and I do trust him, and he trusts me. We had an argument several months ago. We were frustrated with one another. So I have to go fix that. Because I've messed with his plans now, too. Just stay here. Okay?
Okay.
Galen bites his tongue. Just...
Yeah,
messing with people seems to be, in Galen's opinion, his specialty.
Can I tell, just kind of looking around, looking at Galen, that he does not like Narastel? Can I get that vibe?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, cool.
There is nothing but shade coming from Galen.
I don't walk up to Galen to like have a conversation, but I just kind of move closer to Galen and kind of just find myself standing next to him, his arms still crossed.
Well, I'm sorry.
Why?
I feel like I brought this. I don't know. Never mind.
As the person who's regularly changing her plans and ruining things for the group, this is one for you. Don't worry about it.
I wonder what this means. Bracken, I'm sorry.
I knew it was going to happen sooner or later.
At least she'll be safe.
I don't know. You know him better than I do, and I don't trust anyone. That is not something I give easy.
I understand that.
I want to trust your judgment in trusting him. But I don't know him. I've known nothing about him except I met him for, what, maybe 10 minutes? And very little interaction has happened since.
I've known him since I was 25.
And I can respect that. And I understand your trust in him.
But I get why you don't.
I don't know him. And he's just another, in my perspective, I'm not saying this is truth, but to me, he is another creature with unimaginable power that I know nothing about. And if history serves, I don't handle those very well. But I promise I will try to be civil when she has to go. Not that I will be, but I promise to try.
Yeah, I get that.
Galen says, yeah, if I can be civil when he's here, you can be civil.
We'll keep each other in check then.
I wonder what this means for the rest of the trip.
I feel like this is still just an extreme over correction.
I guess we're gonna find out.
Trying to figure out this seems like a very big reaction from him, and I didn't see your reaction, but from you as well. Someone who's usually very, for lack of a better term, cold and calculating. It seems like a lot of, you know, effort into a, hey, I can't contact you.
I will say I do understand the panic. Having a connection you're used to, and then it's gone, It's a bit of a shock.
Yeah, I mean, just imagine if you couldn't do any of your magic.
So it was the magic, not the lack of ability to contact Narstal?
I mean, of course, we have a job to do.
Roll deception.
Would I pick up on anything, or am I too out of it? I have to roll disadvantage.
Roll insight. You can roll with disadvantage.
I'm definitely disadvantaged because I'm exhausted.
Can I roll?
Yeah.
Oh. Y'all, you don't even need to roll.
Oh, you can add that to my list. That's a one.
Oh! You're just pissed because Navy's gone. I rolled a four.
Oh. I rolled a five plus insight.
God.
There you go.
So that's a 10.
Okay. Lord. Yeah, I'm just grunting.
Yeah, I'm trying to become cold and calculating again, and I'm not there yet.
Am I able to pick up on like what the feeling is, or no?
I would say you are too emotionally stunted.
Okay, you went right for it, didn't you?
Uh-huh. So you pick up that she's not being forthright with you.
Okay.
It's all like it. You don't make that connection. Yeah, it's all a little hazy. You just get like there's something going on there. You're not sure what it is.
I don't know. This just feels like it's gonna be a big change of our plans. I feel like we're just about to where we need to be. So I don't know. This just seems...
I don't know. I feel like this might get us there sooner because we've had so many distractions trying to get here.
Yeah, but it doesn't take away our enemies coming after us, right?
No, but if he's taking the kids,
yeah,
somehow we don't have to spend so long slogging through the forest. We can get through it much quicker because we're not.
Tracking
we're not
17 kids with
trying
us.
To guard
yes, it's
17
60,
kids.
It's 60 miles with all of these kids.
Plus, it gets Nevi into a protected place where maybe some of the stuff that's going on in her head can be actually effectively dealt with rather than what's going to happen if we tried to trek with her. That's all kind of bad is going to happen. So, this is a much better situation.
I've heard Nevi call Bracken mom, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, if Bracken is mom, does that make Narstal dad? Is that going to be how she latches on to it?
From what I can tell, Nevi... does not like Nevi latches on for a little while,
mm-hmm.
but dad is stretching it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she's calling Bracken mom, but if she is as old as she has to be, she has called hundreds of people mom. And or dad because of what's holding her mind.
Yeah, because hopefully
Narstal and the other two and maybe Holic if they can do anything with that, hopefully they can unlock what's holding the mind without destroying Nevi.
So as this conversation is happening, Lyra comes on deck and comes directly to you, Kathra. She says, we need to talk right now.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah.
So she pulls you off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
She's turned her back to everyone except... Mm-hmm. And she says it quietly. She says, I just had a conversation with Narstal. He's asked me to go with Nevi. Are you okay if I go? I can protect her.
I know you can.
You know, and she pulls the medallion out. She says, you know what this means to me.
Yes.
But I'm willing to hold on a little while longer. If you'll look into it.
I will. Yeah, I promise. Can we show that to Dindal?
Yeah.
I should have realized this was what would happen. It makes the most sense. I understand. This is not me. Hey, Dindal, can you come over here?
Slowly hobble my way over.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lyra's gonna protect Nevi.
Okay.
But when we go to the library, there's something we really need to research.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Can you show him?
And so she pulls out this silver medallion. There's a woman holding an hourglass on its side. She says, do you have where you can make an etching of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll pull some of my tools and I'll make a quick etching of it.
She says, look into this for me.
Yeah.
And I'll find you on the other side.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course.
I look at her and I say, thank you.
Always.
And I give her a hug. And I'll see you again.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep her safe.
I will. Bracken.
I swear to God.
Hey, if you're going to swear to God, swear it in the mic.
I swear to God, Jordan.
Swear to me. All right.
Uh-huh.
That's the...
No, it's Batman. So, you see Lyra come up. She has a conversation with Gathra.
Uh-huh.
A few minutes later, Brelin comes up. And he says, I didn't talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I knew it. He says, Bracken just kind of goes, what?
He says, I just had a conversation with Narstel.
Mm, that seems to be going around today.
I'm going to go with Lyra, and we're going to go keep Nevi safe. I love you. My mind is made up.
You're just leaving.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to stay?
Would it matter?
It might.
You know that I do, Brelin. But you said your mind is made up. And you are your own person.
Bracken. I'm sorry that I've hurt you. I'm thick. Hey, look at me. I know I'm thick, but I'm not dumb. I know me being back hurts you because it brings up all of these things for you. If you tell me to stay, I will. I'm not trying to abandon you.
Go with Nevi.
You're sure?
No. So go before I change my mind.
He says, I love you.
I love you too.
He will pull you close. And he kisses you on the forehead.
Bracken, I kind of resist it. Like, I eventually give in, but I kind of resist it a little bit.
And so you see he and Lyra like step to the side, and about this time Naracel and Sakazin walk on deck.
I'm glaring at Naracel.
He says, I just met Nevi. She is wonderful.
Yeah.
She is the only one of my kind that is not related to me. She is a miracle. We had written ourselves off to extinction. She holds, if she is as old as she is, as I think she is, she is the fountain of knowledge that could resurrect our people. Now they said they were going to come talk to you.
Yeah.
But I asked Lyra and Brelin to go to save, not save, to protect her. I've seen through Cathra's eyes their care for her. But I also know how hard it's going to be for all of you. You two especially. And I don't ask it lightly.
I know that this is what's best for her, and I trust you. I would be more worried about that one.
I'm just glaring at him. I trust my brother, and I know what he is capable of, but I swear to God, Naristel, if anything happens to him, I will kill you.
I understand. You'll be safe. He will be safe. All three are going to go and stay with Balthazar near Hollick's tomb. That place is a place of safety. I was unsure until I met her. But Nevi's magic is deteriorating quicker than I thought. Within a week, she won't be able to hold the form she's holding.
Wow.
So, at least there, she's got two people that she knows. And my brother, who raised us, taught us how to be good people.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this is a shock. This is obviously not, none of this was in the plan. So, within the hour, they'll depart. The Storm Giants, they'll be here in a couple of hours. They're going to take the kids to the monastery. Sekizen, Mykos, and the rest of you. You're going to keep to the plan. You're going to break the blockade. And then you'll make the long ascent to the monastery and then onto the library.
What about you?
I'm going back. I left Jericho in the lurch. He's pissed. I know he is.
Okay.
Galen chuckles. He's like, you seem to have that effect on people.
Galen, I know you and I have had our misgivings, but I thought we were both mature enough that was behind us. especially the change you've gone through.
I didn't turn down this quest, not because I like you, but because I trusted your brother.
And he trusted you.
You, I haven't seen you much, but Amber is the only person I have seen you interact with that hasn't ended up being pissed at you. And it's not just because you look like you do. It's not a thing that you can't change. It's because of the things you do. I'm going to do my darndest to protect these people that I'm with, including, if I have to, from you making dumb decisions and acting without thinking first and pissing off people who, unlike the ones that are currently here, are willing to let it slide. And if I hear anything about Nevi having issues, I'm coming to you. Just,
I expect nothing less. Nevi will be fine.
I have seen you run roughshod over too many other people's opinions and feelings for me to just let it slide maturely.
That's your opinion to have, Galen. And he turns
to see a very angry Cathra.
I know. And he's not facing you, but he's talking to you.
Oh gosh.
He says, "Dino." He reaches out, like, so you're off to his left. He reaches out his hand and he casts Greater Restoration on you.
Okay.
He heals your exhaustion.
Oh, thank you.
Get it together.
Okay.
You're falling apart.
Kind of like look down at the floorboards and my shoes.
Catherine, I love you. You know that. I don't have to hide that anymore.
Yeah. I know. I love you too.
This doesn't change anything. The task is still the same.
I know.
I've seen bits and pieces of all that you've gone through. I know the highlights. I know what he's been tasked to do, and he like thumbs over his shoulder to Galen. After the library, chase it down.
Okay.
Because I think it all ties together.
All right.
The mystery of the library, his quest to overthrow Odin.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And he says, "I'm going to give all of you a piece of practical advice. Whether you take it or not is up to you. But with these people," and he's talking about the gods. "With these people, their names don't have power. You can stop tiptoeing around it. If you're afraid to name a thing, then it holds power. What was it they said to you, Galen? Odin is not a god, but a man, masquerading as a god. You hate Loki. Use him. Throw it back in his face. Again, I'm sorry. I'm the one to blame for this, for getting you all involved. And for the next half hour, or for the next couple of hours, if you decide to leave, you can. I won't. I'll still pay you in full. And yes, I know where the Caves of Platinum are. He just like says that as an aside. I know that you will probably want to go speak with Nevi, so I will go speak with Sengizen. We'll iron out the final details. But I promise you, on my life, she will be safe. As will your brother. As will Lyra. And whatever I can do to get your other one back, I will.
I don't say anything. I just stare at him.
Will you still be here when we come back up? Will you be gone?
I'll be here for another hour, and I need to leave.
Okay.
But I'll be here to see Nevi and Brelin and Lyra off.
Okay. Bracken.
I just go below deck to find Nevi.
Okay. So, she is, she sat cross-legged across from one of the girls. They're playing patty cake. Hi, Bracken.
Hello, darling.
Did you hear I'm going to go on a trip?
I did. Are you excited?
I am. That guy was really nice. I heard Brelin gets to go with me. And Lyra, too.
They do. You're right.
You're sad.
I'll be all right, darling.
Come on. And she like...
And I pick her up.
You know that the rest of us aren't going this time, right?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Nardistal explained it. He said I'm sick. And that...
He is correct about at least one thing.
That they're going to keep you safe.
That they will. They will do everything it takes to keep you safe. You have to listen to them.
Mm-hmm. They will.
But give them a hard time every now and then.
Especially Brelin, right?
Especially Brelin.
Okay. Lyra's the nice one.
Hmm. Yeah, well.
Brelin deserves it.
He does, doesn't he? He's kind of an ass. And
Brelin, Bracken kind of like wants to be offended, but is like, yeah.
You know what you should do?
What's that?
If he ever gets like a sweet cake or anything from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
When he's not looking, take as many bites of it as you can. As many as you can. If you can eat the whole thing when he's not looking.
I can do that. I'm real fast.
You can. You are. And I'm charging you with this task. It's a very important task.
I'll do it. She goes, watch this. And she like fakes a movement. Yeah. She goes, did you see me run around the ship?
I did not. You were very quick.
You were
so quick, my darling.
Thanks.
And if he asks why... And if he asks what happened to the cake, what do you say?
What cake?
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
So out of curiosity, I'm still up on deck with Brelin. Does he turn into a donkey? Because that'd be really funny.
He does not. And so as she's hugging Bracken, she looks at you, Kathra.
Hi, little one.
Hi. Do you want to hug too?
Yes.
And you feel like one arm disconnect from you.
Mm.
And she's like...
Well, I kind of have to crouch.
Yeah. And so she's trying to like pull Kathra
I just set her down and let her.
And so she comes up to you and gives you a hug.
You get to go on the best adventure.
I do. Yeah. That's what Mr. Narsal said. He's really nice.
He is. He's one of my oldest friends.
Oldest friends.
Mm-hmm. We've been friends a long time.
How long?
Mm.
How'd you meet him? Did you kiss him yet?
What? No! of course not. Why? How? Why would you think something like that?
He said that he loved you. When, he told me so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, we've been friends a really long time.
Okay.
And he watches out for me.
Okay.
And he's going to protect you, and he's going to teach you so many things, and you're going to have so much fun, and you're going to meet new people, and you're probably not going to remember this, but it's going to be great.
Okay. She goes, she whispers in your ear, what's your favorite fruit?
How about a peach?
I can make peaches. So she reaches into her belt. She goes, don't tell Brolin I'm spending his last coin. Peaches.
Peaches, peach, 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 peach.
It's even funnier now that that's come out in the interim. There's a bushel of peaches that just kind of like...
I'm definitely gonna miss everywhere. This little one.
She goes, here, they're sweet. Like me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Where did Dindal and Galen go?
Galen will at this point come down.
While we're going down, I ask Galen, is this a good idea?
What?
Letting them go. Are you cool with that?
So you think the better idea is to take someone who is like that thing that we just saw fly in,
mm-hmm.
whose magic is deteriorating and won't be able to hold their form, into a confined space? Yeah, this is a better idea. Plus, there's at least three of her kind that are going to be there dealing with her, or at least be available to deal with her. So they hopefully can work out how to help her with her magic, because they have the same kind of magic. We had no way up until we found out what exactly she was. I was all for dropping her at a wizard's college or something, or having the Captain Wynn take her to the Feywild, where they could teach her about magic, because I can't. And her magic did not seem to be the same as yours or Amber's. So finding someone whose magic is the same, who can hopefully help teach her, this is, for me, the best outcome that we could have for something like this.
I guess so. I'm not very good at the whole interpersonal thing, but I feel like this might have a negative effect on one of her friends. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it probably will. But I think overall, less of a negative effect than us walking down a cramped corridor and a thing the size of a house all of a sudden appearing right with us. Because, you know, stone corridor, all of a sudden you've got a house in it. Something's got to go somewhere. And if I'm in the way, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
You hear Nimi go, you make funny noises. Even when you sleep, you make funny noises.
Once again, don't sleep.
Mostly you sound like this.
That is my meditation.
Okay.
So if you talk to some of these monks, they probably go om. I go. That's what I do.
I hate that noise. It's the worst. Bye. I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you too, little one. Hey, remember, don't cut toward yourself with a knife. Cut away from yourself. Be careful. And also, don't cut other people with a knife unless they're trying to hurt you.
Then I can stab them.
Yes.
Sweet.
If they are trying to hurt you, you can stab them. Just not liking someone is not a good enough reason to stab them. But if they try to hurt you, you can stab them.
See, Bracken told me I could just stab people.
While that would not actually surprise me, I somehow doubt that that's actually correct. I'm pretty sure they would not have told you to just stab someone. They would have told you to steal their stuff or, you know, put something in their bed or...
Like a snake?
Correct.
Like whatever you happened to come upon that was sticky.
I know lots of sticky things.
Yes, over the last little while, I've become very familiar with your sticky things that you like to stick where things often should not be. No stabby stabs unless they're trying to hurt you. If they're just being annoying, then maybe do some of the annoying things back.
Okay. Bracken told me to eat all of Brelin's sweet treats, so I'm going to do that. Can I do that to other people too?
Absolutely.
I would be careful. if you eat Mr. Narstel's sweet things, he might sit on you, and then you might get squished, and it would not be comfortable.
No.
Only if he catches you.
I think Mr. Narstel sees more things than your brother does. So, I would be careful. And if you're going to do a thing, remember, there may be consequences. If you want to do the thing, make sure you're willing to deal with the possible consequences of getting caught doing the thing.
If you're going to be stupid, you got to be tough.
Yeah.
This is all terrible advice.
So at this point, you've all like gathered in the hallway and you're all hearing Galen talk to Nevi. Galen is, or Dindal's above him on the stairwell. The two of you were below. And Nevi goes, "Here's a peach.
Thank you. I love peaches.
And you love me.
I do."
And she curtsies. And she'll like hug your leg.
I'll bend down and give her a hug.
Okay. She looks at...
I'll pick her up and I'll say, "And Mr. Dindal, he's weird, but
yes,
he cares for you too."
He does tell good stories.
He does.
So.
I'll take it.
Thanks for the stories, Mr. Dindal.
You're welcome.
Mr. Doc, I mean, sorry. I forget names. I'm a silly goose.
You are a silly goose, and you're not half bad.
Thanks.
She
goes, "Want a peach?" And she takes a bite of the peach she was going to give Galen.
Thank you. I'll put my hand out and take it.
She drops the... It's like bite side down in your hand.
I was going to say something. It just slipped my mind.
It might be because you were tired.
Yeah,
probably
very tired today. Anyway, the big guy over there, Narstel, is cool with it. We'll try and keep in touch. Okay.
Okay.
We'll see if we can message you if he allows it.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for the peach.
You're welcome. And at this point, Brelin and Lyra appear. They say, "Nevi," it's Lyra. She says, "Nevi, it's just about time to go, okay?" She's like, "Okay. Wait, I have to do one thing." She goes down to the girl she was playing patty cake with. And she says, "Thanks for being my friend." Gives her a hug. "Sorry I can't go to the monk place with you. I'm gonna go somewhere else. Bye. I'll see you later. And so she like weaves her way up the stairs through all of you. And you see her at the top. She takes Lyra and Brolin's hand. And you see the two of them above, or the three of them, like disappear above the deck of the ship, where y'all are still kind of down. And with that, we will end this episode of A Crack in the Plan.
Oh, she's going with Nara still? I thought she was going to the monk place. Dundell was out of it. Dundell missed that part.
That'll do it for this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This has been a Pale Horse Companion production. All episodes are recorded in Columbia, Tennessee. Our producer and editor is Jordan Wilhite. Our assistant editors are Meg Sandella, Danny Valencia, Angie Brady, and Daniel Brady. Artwork for this production has been generously provided by Isaac Kirstead.